Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Sheila Brimage. I just called my bank, and I found out that you put a charge on my account for, I don't know, watches or something. I never ordered anything from you guys. I would like you to take it off, please.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
11434.
Your first and last name?
Sheila Brimage.
And can you verify your address?
17230 133 Avenue, Jamaica, 11434.
One moment.
Thank you.
And do you recall on June 30th paying the shipping and handling for the free kitchen?
Pardon me?
Do you recall on June 30th paying the shipping and handling for the free kitchen?
For the free kitchen?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the free kitchen?
The KitchenAid mixer, ma'am.
Oh, the KitchenAid mixer. I thought I was getting it something free, but apparently I am not.
You only pay $7.95, ma'am.
For the shipping and handling of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because the bank says that it's something about a watch and metals.
No,
I
ma'am.
Just called the bank, and it said that it was something with metals and a watch, and I did not order any jewelry.
No, ma'am. This is for the KitchenAid mixer.
And how much is it?
$7.95. That's the only charge on the account.
Did they send it already?
Yes, ma'am. It was shipped today.
It was shipped today?
Yes, ma'am. You will receive that product in the next 3 to 4 business days.
Okay. Well, if I think that it is a fraudulent charge, then I will send it back. Because it was supposed to be, according to what I did on the computer, that it was, if you do the survey and you get selected, that it would be free. Okay, so then you have the $7.95, because the KitchenAid would be more than that if I bought it in the store. I know. So what do you suggest that I do right now?
It only shows your bill for the shipping and handling, ma'am. How can I assist you, ma'am?
I'm not sure. Because I was told that you guys, and I don't mean you personally, please don't take it personally, but
no
that
problem.
This is a scam. And that you would be putting, your company would be putting other things on my credit card. And I don't really buy things online. But because it said that it was a survey, it didn't say that I was actually buying a product, that I would get it if I qualified under the survey.
Ma'am, you made that purchase on June 30th, and it's July 2nd, and you still haven't paid anything but $7.95.
Okay. Well, I have the number. If there's an issue, I'm going to call you back. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
Okay, you too. Enjoy. Have a happy holiday.
You do the same, ma'am, and stay safe.
And you stay safe, too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.